We are about to start Siman Shin Ches. We already did the Hakdama, and we saw that there was an Isser of Tultul, of moving something that is Mukta, real Mukta. Mukta that is Usser for use, you're not allowed to move. And then there is Mukta that one does not expect to move on Shabbos, and that Chazal Assered moving on Shabbos, that was all part of the Gzered Rabbanon in the days of Nehemiah. So the Mechaber begins, Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos. There is a Heter Tiltol for all Kelim on Shabbos. Chutz Mi Mukza Machmas Chsaron Kis. Unless you're dealing with the kind of Keli that you're makbet on not to move because it's delicate. Kagon, Sakin Shel Shechita, your Shechita knife, O Shel Mila, or from Mila, Izmil Shel Saporim, the barber scissors, Sakin Shel Sofrim, the knife that the sofrim use, shematakdim be'makumus, and they use it to cut the feathers for pens. Kevin shemakpidim shalasas be'mtashmish acher. Since this is the kind of object that you would not use for anything but its malacha, also l'tatlol b'shabes, v'afilu l'tzarek makomo l'tzarek gufo. Something where you'd be makpid not to move it other than for malacha because it's delicate, that does not have a heter tiltol, even if you need its place or you need it. Whereas, a keli shemalachto le'isser, something whose normal use is for isser, but you would also move it for something that is non-isser. You're not makbid on it. That is mutter l'tzarek gufo makomo. There, if you need the object or its place, would be mutter. What's included in muktzamach sarnkis, all of these delicate things, so the Mishnah Brewer brings up that a piece of paper is also mukta, machmas sarankis, because you would only use it for writing. Today, the claim is that paper is cheap, and as a result of it, it is not mukta machmas sarankis, unless you're dealing with like fancy stationery that you would never use for anything other than for writing on. You would never use it as a bookmark. You wouldn't let someone make a paper airplane out of it. But otherwise, paper today is cheap. It's not a rare commodity. What is the definition of a klisha malachtoli iser that is only mutlitzar gufo makomo? The Mishnah Brura mentions it here, but we'll talk about it a little bit later. But once again, the yisod of muktzamach chasarankis is any object that you would not normally move other than for malacha, because it's too delicate, you would be makbid not to use it for something else. Such a thing is mukta, and there is no heter of tzarech gufo and tzarech makomo. The Mishnah Brura also points out that this applies the halacha applies only if the owner of the object also is makbid on it. But let's say you have the kind of thing that everyone else is makbid on, but he is not. Let's say you have a person who has a delicate piece of equipment, and he's not makbid on it. Say that the case of the sakin shel sofrim, he's a sofer, but he uses the knife that he goes and perfects his quills with. He uses that knife for other things too. He'll use it for cutting food. So the halacha there is that it's no longer a muktza machmas chsaron kis, then it's a regular klisha ma'ata le'isser, which is mutter to move l'tzar gufo makomo. Siv beis, kol kli afilu hu gadol v'kaved harbe, lo nizbat l'shem kli mimenu, lo mepnei gadlo v'lo mepnei kavdo. The halacha is an object that is large or heavy, and during the week, you just never move it. Nevertheless, the halachi is that it is not mukta. It's only something that you don't move because you're afraid that it's too delicate. Whereas something that you don't move because it's too big or heavy, the halachi is that it is not mukta. Unless you'd be careful not to move it during the week so it shouldn't get ruined. So the question comes up, something rolls under the refrigerator on Shabbos. Can you move the refrigerator to get to it? See, even though you rarely move the refrigerator, the reason you don't move the refrigerator is because it's big and heavy, and you want it in its place. But let's say something rolls under it, we wouldn't call it muktzamach v'chsaron kis, and you'd be allowed to roll it out. It's only if you're afraid that your refrigerator is delicate and by moving it you may break it, only then does it become aser.